Welcome back to the Discount Property Investor Podcast. Our mission is to share what we have learned from our experience and the experience of others to help you make more money investing like a pro. We want to teach you how to create wealth by investing in real estate the Discount Property Investor way. To jumpstart your real estate investing career, visit freewholesalecourse.com, the most complete free course on wholesaling real estate ever. Thanks for tuning in.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Discount Property Investor Podcast. I am your host, David Dodge. My co-host, Mr. Mike Slane, is actually out in the field. We just got four properties under contract this morning, so he's out looking at some deals. But I am bringing you a special guest today, Corey Geary, Mr. Geary. And I met Corey actually down in Key West probably around 2 or 3 months ago. And man, I was just blown away. Corey is doing some nationwide wholesaling. And he was telling me a little bit about his business and some of his numbers. And man, oh man, was I impressed. And I had to get Corey on the show. Corey, how are you, man? Welcome.
What's up, man? I'm truly blessed and honored to be here. Thank you so much for having me. It's a great day today. And yeah, man, thanks, David.
Hey, thank you, man. I'm looking forward to networking with you here, sharing a little bit about what you're doing. Obviously, we're going to be dropping some gold nuggets and sharing some value with all the listeners and the viewers. But let's just start with, like, you know, the basics, man. It's usually a great place to start. So, you know, who is Corey and how long have you been in real estate?
Okay. Yeah. Good question, man. So, my name is Corey Geary. I'm 44 years old. I live out in Phoenix, Arizona. But we don't do deal. We do deals here, but not just here. We do deals nationwide. We're in 38 different states. I started on my real estate journey in the beginning of 2017, started as a fix and flipper. On my third deal, I lost $240,000 and it basically,
Holy cow.
I lost my life savings. I lost my 401k money that I was making from I used to work in the casino industry. I was a blackjack dealer. And so I lost the 401k money. I lost my, you know, money I've made on my previous flips. And literally I had to pivot because I didn't have any more money. And I was like, okay, how do these wholesalers get their deals? And I went on Google and I typed in, how do wholesalers get deals? And literally, guess who popped up? Sean Terry.
I was just going to say, Sean Terry, one of the OGs.
Sean Terry, dude, he popped up. And so, of course, I bought his course. And at that point, after I bought his course, I really started consuming everything. I implemented it. I was putting out bandit signs, doing a little bit of direct mail, started doing some cold calling. I actually created a cold call center out of my living room. I put a bunch of cubicles in my living room and hired people to come over to my house.
This guy is a straight hustler.
Yeah. The HOA hated me. They thought I was having like keg parties every day. But yeah, man, Sean's just kind of been there throughout my whole journey. I bought into his masterminds. I've had some direct one-on-one coaching with him, and I'm still in one of his masterminds to this day. So the guy's not only just been, you know, the biggest inspiration for my real estate, but and personal growth too. The guy's just an amazing human being. Once you get to know them. But that's how I got into wholesaling. I did the cold call thing for a while. The problem with cold calling is when I was doing that in my house, it was like running two businesses. I had to run the cold call center, you know, babysit all these cold callers. And then I had my real estate business because I was still the one. I was going out to appointments in person, locking up deals. I just need a lead flow for very cheap. And that's what the call floor did for me. And plus I was working my night job. So I was literally only getting like 3 or 4 hours of sleep every single day. And I did that for a whole year and a half, ended up leaving the casino, going full-time real estate. And then I got out of the cold calling, man, and transitioned over to PPC. And from there I grew the nationwide model. We've been nationwide with the PPC now since probably early 2020.
Okay. So you got about a year and a half under your belt with that. Man, that was a ton. So you're in 38 different states. You live in Phoenix. You're 44 years old. You started out with the cold calling and the bandit signs and stuff like that. You transitioned over to AdWords, where you have been since early 2020. And you lost big money on that first deal. Man, I got to ask.
It was my third, actually.
Third deal. Okay, on one of your first couple deals.
First,
and how much did you lose?
$240,000.
Holy, man. How does that even happen, man?
I'll explain that a little bit. So the first one, it took me 6 months to make $8,000. Second one, it took me like 3 months and I made like 20 grand. And then like, literally, I'm like, okay, I got this down. I figured this out, right? And you don't know what you don't know. And you think
right.
you get your ego gets like, oh, I made money, I'm making money. So I bought 4 wholesale deals all at once. And I had to get a new contractor because the contractor we were using, we just didn't see eye to eye and we got into it and we ended up parting ways. Well, the problem was the new contractor was worse than the old contractor and he saw a mark on us. I didn't do my due diligence on him. I didn't check the RLC. I didn't, I gave him all 4 properties and I was still working on my night job. And literally I was just cutting checks every single week. What he told us that we owed him. I wasn't following up with the properties. I mean, I was just a complete idiot, to be honest with you, because we were new and we didn't know what we're doing. And it's no excuse whatsoever. And I paid the price for it. And, by the time we caught on to him, finally we were starting to go out for the properties, and it's like, man, you're not doing shit. And it was pretty much too late, dude. And he took us for 240 pretty quickly because it was 4 properties he was building us on. You know what I mean? And then it wasn't that wasn't all the remodel because the 240 was, I ended up wholesaling the properties off because I lost all my money. And so I lost money from the down payment that I bought the properties. I lost all my down payment money, all that interest money. It ended up being a total of 240. I can't remember what the exact remodel.
Yeah. Yeah. Either way, that's a $250,000 bucks.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was the total hit I took on it. And man, yeah, he just caught me really good. And, like I said, he saw a mark on us because he knew we're newbies. And we tried suing him, but when you sue somebody who has no money, he spent all that money. He was literally doing it to a bunch of other investors around the valley. And he was basically robbing Peter. What is that old saying? Robbing Peter to play Paul or whatever.
Yep.
And so other people he was owing money to, he was taking and just like, and it was just a big old racket. And we got a little bit of money back. I think I might've got back maybe 20 or 30,000 from him. That he gave us back. And then of course I wrote that off in taxes that I got some money back from taxes. So, I didn't end up losing all that, but it was a pretty big hit, man. And that was really kind of was the big pivot in my real estate journey when I dove into wholesaling and I still fix and flip to this day. I probably have about 6 going on right now. I love fixing and flipping, especially locally, but, I'm a lot, I do it a lot differently now than I did it back then. So
nice. All right. You fix 6 fix and flips is quite a bit, man. That's impressive.
Yeah.
I say it like it's like no big deal. That's pretty impressive.
I got a really good relationship. It's all about people, man. Right.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. It's everything. I got a good relationship with a GC out here that he's like a good friend now. Like I go to his house for dinner all the time, him and his wife, and they're throwing my baby shower at his house. I mean, the guy is just amazing. And I can literally just give him properties. And now I have such a trust factor with him and he trusts me that like, I don't even have to go to the properties. I can just cut him checks and he manages them. And he doesn't try to rip me off and he gives me great deals on pricing. They've been a true blessing in my business. I wouldn't be able to do that many flips at one time and run my wholesaling company and do all the other stuff I'm doing, e-commerce and mobile homes and oil and gas and all this other stuff that I'm like running in every direction in without these guys, man. They've been a blessing.
Man, I love it. So I got to ask, before we jump into your business and some of the stuff that you're doing, you were at the casino prior to real estate?
17 years, man.
You worked at a casino for 17 years, Corey?
Yeah, dude. I was holy cow.
I mean, that in itself is kind of cool and impressive, man.
I was a blackjack dealer, man. And I just got way too complacent because the money was good. I was making about, anywhere from 110 to 140,000 a year because you make your money from tips. And I was working 6 to 8 hours a night. You have Monday, Tuesdays off. And it's just party life, man. It's the fast life. You go to work, you make your tip money. When you're off, you're drinking and doing drugs and doing everything else. It's just a fast. And that's all it was, man. And I just got way too comfortable with it.
So when did you leave the blackjack dealer role?
The end of 2018. It was funny. Sean Terry made me do this oath that I would donate 15 grand to a charity if I didn't quit my job by the end of 2018. At the time when the end of 2018 was coming, I didn't plan on quitting. I was like, well, if I have to donate the money, whatever. I go to Vegas and I go ice skating on top of one of the casinos and I fall and break my wrist. So like literally it was a sign from God that I had to quit. So besides Sean Terry, God made me quit. I was like, I was going to be out for 3 months anyways. I'm like, you know what? This is the sign.
This is it.
And I went into the casino and handed them my resignation letter, and they turned around and walked me right back out that same night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, that is awesome. That's so cool. Well, Corey, again, I'm just super happy that I got you on the show today. I really want to dive in and learn a little bit about, not a little, I mean, really, I'd like to learn a lot about, you know, what your business looks like. I'd like to ask, you know, about the marketing side of things. What are you guys doing for the leads? You know, what type of systems and softwares are you guys using? And then also what that team looks like. And then once we're done, you know, talking through that, then, you know, we can wrap up and talk about, you know, some of the programs that you're actually offering as well.
Sure.
So yeah, let's jump in, man. What are you guys? So first and foremost, nationwide wholesaling, you said you're in 38 different states.
Yep.
That's impressive. What are the, like, you know, there's 12 that are excluded there. Are those like the coastal states or what's the reasoning behind not 50, so right?
The way I pick my, I run my PPC a little different than most people. Like either people run their PPC where they're very narrow targeted, like say, for example, in Phoenix, Arizona, they'll run their PPC with exact match keywords and they try to control their cost per click. And then their conversions are $700 cost per conversion, which is ridiculous. I'm very broad. So I go state by state. And what I'll do is I'll turn a state on, I'll let it run for 2 months. I analyze my KPIs. I look at what my cost per click is. I look at what my cost per conversion is. I look at how many deals we got out of that state, what my average deal size is, and how many deals were closed. And so, and then I'll talk to my team too. Like, hey guys, how do you like playing in Texas? Do you, and they'll be like, oh yeah, we love it. We get deals pretty easy. We're selling deals there. Or they might say, oh, we hate it. No, you know, it's hard to comp the deals there. We don't know how to move them. So I let it run for 2 months and then I make my decision. If I like it, I keep the state on and then I go and move to turn that state, you know, another state on, and then I'll run my KPIs again. So at any given time, I'm having like 3 or 4 new states that I'm ramping up to see if I like them or not. And over the course of the last year and a half, I've been doing that. And that's why we're in 38 states right now.
Got it.
Yeah.
So that could be the fact that you excluded some of those states or just didn't renew, mm-hmm. or maybe you like, even haven't gotten there yet even.
I hate West Virginia. I hate the Dakotas.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of them.
I don't really like those states so much either, man. I'm with you on that. But still, 38 is huge, man. That is super crazy. So you're in 38 states. Is AdWords the only inbound marketing that you guys are doing, or I should say just marketing in general, or are you also, you know, having other strategies to get the leads?
That's a great question. So that is the bread and butter for the most part. So that's about, I would say, 90% of our lead flow. But this year we are experimenting around with some other lead flows. We are doing radio ads, which is pay per call radio ads. We're just starting to experiment around with that a couple of weeks ago. We also negotiated with a company to run our social media campaigns nationwide to drive in leads from Facebook and Instagram, which I don't like those kind of leads because we've done that before. And those leads are very low quality, but this company has agreed to run and pay for our advertising and we just pay them on the back end. So ask me in a couple months how that's going to go. We just started doing that like a month ago.
Sure,
we're getting
sure.
pretty close on some deals there. And then, in JV, we do a lot of JV stuff. You know, I do JV agreements with my students, you know, that are learning to acquisition properties nationwide. We'll help them move them on the nationwide model. And so, yeah, and that's it, man. My main key is I like inbound marketing. I don't like outbound marketing. I don't like cold calling. I don't like texting. I don't like RVM, even though that's how I built my company in the beginning. I call it.
Isn't that funny? I'm in the process of kind of pivoting into doing more inbound right now, solely because I'm lazy and I don't like managing the people that I have to, you know, do. Also, the laws are changing too. Let's be honest. There's issues there, you know. So
yeah,
I haven't been sued as of yet, but I've gotten a few letters from people threatening to sue.
I've got many of those demand letters.
Yeah. So you know, not that this is the topic by any means, but have you found yourself in court? Is that why you stopped doing it, or did you just have to pay people out, or were you able to get them to go away?
I've had to pay out a few times to go away. We got an amazing attorney on retainer here who will take care of any problems. Any demand letters that I get or any issues, I'll send over to him. We have one guy pushing right now for a class action against us that we obtained beginning of last year. And we're still having problems with this guy coming back And my attorney's been on it for a good amount of time, and it's cost us some money. Before, I used to chalk it up as like the cost of doing business, right? And it is when you're doing that kind of marketing, you know? But it's just a headache, man. I hate getting them, and I hate dealing with the pissed off attorneys and sellers. And it's just really
it's a much cleaner way of going around about your business, not having to deal with these individuals that get upset. Because, and again, this is neither here nor there, but like the whole like do not call this thing, right? Like, well, yeah, we're not selling something, we're trying to buy something, but you know, again, it's like one of those things where it's like if you do get to court, it's like, well, is that your business? And you know, it's just so great, man. It's just so incredibly great.
It is, man. And I always recommend anybody who's getting started in the industry, and I always say, start with cold calling, start with SMS and RBN. It's a very cheap and inexpensive way, low barrier of entry to get into wholesaling, right? The only cheaper way other than that is door knocking. You can go door knocking, and that would be the cheapest because it's got cost of gas. And then telecommunications. Then after that, man, once you can afford it, scale into inbound marketing. I tell everybody, here's a nugget, man. And on telecommunications, we're about running about 72 leads per contract. Last time I was doing it, it was about a year ago, and I have no idea where we'd run at now. But on our PPC leads, we're running at 18 leads per contract. So if you're looking at man hours that you're spending, you have your team dig through these leads, really, man, it makes sense to do inbound because your motivation's there. They're actual sellers. And then the guys who are doing cold calling have to dig through a lot more leads to get a contract versus my guys who are digging through 18 leads to get a contract.
You said you were at 78 leads per contract?
We're like 72, I think, the last time we were doing it.
Yeah, because
it was pretty high. And that was
70 plus.
It was here in Phoenix, right? And Phoenix is obviously very competitive. I mean, you guys might probably get a different, you know, out east, maybe it's 50, right? Whatever the number is. But still, 18 leads per contract on PPC, I'm going to take that all day.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, so marketing, man, you nailed it. 90% AdWords, you're experimenting some radio. That's on a pay-per-call type of an agreement. And then you started doing some social media, Facebook and Instagram. We got a back-end deal. So again, you said ask me later, but you're starting it, which is sweet.
Starting it.
Yeah, JV with some students and probably some other local investors.
Yeah.
And you like the inbound at this point because
I like the inbound, man.
Not only is it less leads per contract, but it's also cleaner and more ethical.
Cleaner, less headaches, man.
Less headaches.
Sale cold calling. You got to go to every single new market, pull new data, do new skip tracing, get new cold callers, manage all that headache. New invoices where on PPC, I just go and turn a state on. I just do a click.
Yeah, that's cool.
And increase my budget. I mean, that's why I love it. So
I like that. All right, cool. Let's talk about some of the softwares and systems. We can kind of combine these together. Yep. But you had mentioned, obviously, you know, Google AdWords for marketing. What are you guys doing to like run your comps, manage the leads that come in? What are you guys using to sell those leads? I know there's probably a couple core systems that you like.
Yeah. So as far as managing our CRMs right now, we're still on Podio, but I'm going to tell you right now that's changing. We are flirting with a couple other systems. There's, I can say here, one's Left Main, which is run off Salesforce. Another one is the Carlos and Sal's Prospect X system. I've been flirting with that. It looks like it's a beast of a system that's not built on Podio. Podio is just old school.
Yeah.
It's real clunky, and I'm tired of it. So we're looking to do the switch probably here in the next month or two to get off that CRM. But right now it's Podio. Mm-hmm. We had a developer build it out for about $5,000. It has all the bells and whistles, has all the contracts integrated in there, has, you know, follow-up systems in there. You know, it's just, it's done the job thus far, but
sure.
I'm ready for a new cleaner platform and I don't mind paying for it, right? Because in the long run it's just gonna have good ROI.
How about
so comps? That's what we use for our CRM.
You're not really pulling lists. It doesn't sound like you're pulling lists because you're doing most of the stuff you know with the inbound at this point, which is awesome. But how are your guys comping?
So comps, man, if it's a non-disclosure state, we're gonna use PropStream or Propelio. So that's, you know, for like Texas, you know, I think what else? There's a few of them out there. A lot of them are the attorney states. I think Georgia might be in that. I can't remember. my team knows better than I do, but I know Texas is definitely one of them. If it's a disclosure state, like here in Arizona, man, I used to use the MLS for everything, but literally, man, and this is going to sound crazy, but we use Zillow because Zillow has all your sold comps. And I'm not talking about Zestimate. Don't use a Zestimate, but it has all your sold data right there. And it's on your phone. So you can literally just do it on the fly. If you're, you know, you're at home, you need to call the property real quick. You pull up Zillow, put the address, and you can see all the comps in the area and just comp apple to apples and figure out exactly what your properties were. But we're using that. We're using, like, you know, PropStream, obviously Propelio, Redfin, and all, just the main platforms that are out there. And yeah, man, it's simple because there's just no reason not to pull it. Everyone's got the data. It's easy.
Yep. So, now you had mentioned for the non-disclosure states, PropStream and Propelio, and then obviously Zillow as well. How about for the states that are disclosure states, right? Or the opposite of those?
That's just Zillow, Redfin.
Realtor.com, just anything and everything.
Because it has all the direct MLS data in there. You don't need to buy third-party services. It's a spree, but everyone's afraid of Zillow because the Zestimate, and that's our enemy.
Yeah, no, I actually like using Zillow. And in my market, the Zestimate is actually a pretty close. Now, it depends, you know, street by street, neighborhood by neighborhood, and school district by school district. But, you know, that's basically a great place to start. You know, but I know in some areas that number could be inflated 30, 40% or even, you know, the opposite of that. So you never want to just run with that number. But in certain parts of the country, that number actually works really, really well. But regardless of the Zestimate, you're absolutely right. All the sold data is in there. Right there. Yeah. I love it. And then what about like dispositions? Are you guys using like Investor Lift or any sort of software like that?
Investor Lift, man, that's like, so the dispositions, we have two methods that mainly we use this one. One is Investor Lift, which sells, you know, a shit ton of our deals, man. Investor Lift has been a game changer in our business on the nationwide model. The second way is we flat fee list it for Equitable Interest. You know, and so we have literally a Rolodex now of flat fee listing services that are investor friendly that will list your property for Equitable Interest. You just got to know how to navigate the broker paperwork with my dispositions guy now. His name is Sylvester. He knows how to navigate that paperwork like the back of his hand because he's done so many deals like that. So
got it. Yeah. So here in St. Louis, where I live and do my investing, we can actually list properties owner by contract. So some MLS zones will allow that.
Very similar.
Some won't. But if you find that flat fee listing and you let them know that you're owner by contract and you have that Equitable Interest, there usually isn't any objections. We have seen in the past sometimes where they'll maybe make us get the permission of the seller. But if they're motivated enough, Corey, I'm sure that's no problem, right? You can get that. Right.
You just got to know how to have the conversation with them. That's right. All it is. And put the expectations up front. And that's with anything, man.
Right. And, so are you using novations then whenever you're doing the flat fees?
Flat fees just to sell our wholesale deals. Novations are a whole separate strategy, which is completely separate from wholesaling. And novations, we're killing it now. We sold 4 novation deals just last week. We sold over $100,000 in novation deals this last week alone, man. We're trying to scale that model because honestly, I like novations better in wholesale. I do, man. It's game changing. I have a couple guys, a couple friends. I have one guy out in Tennessee. I won't mention his name, but he just switched his wholesaling company almost all the way over to 100% novations. And because wholesaling, man, it's brain damage sometimes. Novations, since you're listing on the MLS and accepting conventional financing, and you're listing it to the end user, you're having a lot less complications. You just got to get that power of attorney from the seller, have the novation contract done up front, make sure you have an attorney, you know, look at it, and man, it's game changer. And you're able to pay the like up to 90 cents on the dollar on some of these properties and still get your fee.
So, oh, wow. That's pretty cool. So basically you guys will accept any type of financing and there's really no anything on the MLS, any offer that makes sense in numbers wise, you're saying, okay, let's run with it. Man, I love it.
When it's novation, you just got to make sure you got enough spread in there for your fee, any inspection repairs you got to do, and then the realtor's fees, right? Because you're paying for all like the, you're still promising the seller net to them a number. So you got to build in all those fees into your cost.
Man, it sounds a lot like a net listing, but I know it's not.
It's very different. Similar. You're right.
Yeah, but I'm not an agent or a broker, so it wouldn't matter anyway. But
yeah, you're it's a net listing, but you're acting as seller.
Right, you're taking over. Different. You have like a limited power of attorney or something along those lines. Love it.
The biggest thing is, man, is that you just got to make sure you work in very ethical guidelines when you do novations, because people can't take advantage of that power when they have the power of attorney. So you just got to make sure you do everything ethical and on the up and up, you know? So that's the biggest key, man. Do right by the seller, and then you can make a lot of money in novations.
All right. So I got to ask about your team, but before I ask about the team, how many deals are you guys, you know, contracting and or closing on average in a month doing, you know, basically marketing it to 38 different states, man? That's mind-boggling to me. Yeah, I do marketing in one state, so it's like, wow.
St. Louis, some good deals out there, man. I've done deals there, though, and you guys got some good deals. Right now, roughly about 20 to 25 deals a month is probably where we're standing.
Man, that's a ton.
We had a dip last month, but that was because of my fault. I messed some things up in PPC. Got things fixed and figured out because I was in there. Sometimes I get I start split testing stuff too much and I start changing things. I get ahead of myself and I'll mess things up. So we had a dip last month, but this month we're back on track. We're going to kill it. Next month's looking amazing, especially with all the novations really starting to catch on. We just integrated novations probably 3 or 4 months ago, and now it's just starting to really get some traction. So yeah, about 20, 25 deals a month is about what we stand on average. And and I think right now on whiteboard, we probably have close to 60 deals on the board right now.
Under contract that are being worked?
Under contract, right. Under
wow. Contract. I looked at mine. I had 16, I believe it was, as of this morning.
Seems good, though.
Which isn't too bad for just my city.
Right there in Old St. Louis.
That's right. Yeah. But I love your model. I think it's amazing. So tell me, I mean, that is crazy, bro. 20 to 25 deals a month. Wow. All over the nation. So, I mean, that's got to require a team to do that many deals, right? What's your team look like?
So 3 acquisitions, 2 dispositions, and a transaction coordinator, and then an in-house realtor. So, and the dispositions is where it really gets heavy when you go the nationwide. When we were local, it was like all the work was on the act side, and then dispositions was real easy. On nationwide, since there's so much more work listing it with all these properties with the flappy listing services, working with all these different buyers and brokers, you got to be more disposition heavy. So these guys are working like crazy every single day. And there's 3 of them if you count the transaction coordinator. So
you're saying 3 acquisitions, 2 dispositions, the coordinator,
yep,
which helps, I'm sure, with just anything and everything.
He helps all the disposition side, right?
So yeah, really kind of in and out of that, right? And then you have an in-house realtor. What's the realtor's role?
That's from my local. She lists all my fix and flips.
Got it. So she's more of a local thing, but the acquisitions, the dispositions, and the closing coordinator, I'd imagine they're local, right? They all come to your office in Phoenix?
Yeah, I have an office. I love the in-office culture.
Me too. I like that. Yeah. Yep.
It gives me the drive to come in and hoorah and get them all hoorah, and they all love it too. I mean, we do work from home sometimes when we won't need it. Like I have one acquisition out right now because she had her molars pulled out and she's doing some work from home and like just.
Yeah. So it's not required, but you obviously hire local people and encourage them to come in.
We do.
So you don't have any virtual people then or do you?
I have 2 VAs, man.
Some VAs, of course.
I got 2 VAs. Yeah. And they just do some list pulling for me, local model for buyers, and then they do my KPIs and stuff like that, not a lot. They don't do a lot.
Man, so. I love it, Corey. Thank you for sharing all that. So that's the marketing. Sure, that's some of the softwares that he's using. That's what the team looks like. How he's doing his dispo. I mean, 20 to 25 deals a month. I think one of the main things that stuck out to me was 70 plus leads per contract was where he was at prior. And that was the outbound marketing, right? The cold calling, the SMS, maybe you even included some other things in there. But whenever you switched over to the inbound, you know, with the pay-per-click specifically, you've cut that number almost into a fourth, basically at 18 leads per contract. So Wow, that is phenomenal. Now, Corey, you got a program and you teach people, you know, how to nationwide wholesale and or how to scale their business. Are you looking for people that are new? Are you looking for those that are already doing, you know, 3, 4, 5 deals a month that are going to take it to 20 to 25 or even more? Or what kind of people are you working with right now?
Great question, man. That's exactly what we're looking for, is people who are already getting a couple of deals a month at least. They have an understanding of the industry that way, because a lot of the people in our group are kind of higher level. They're already doing 10, 15 deals a month, and they're just wanting to learn how to do PPC, how to scale and get these buyers nationwide, how to use the flat fee listing services. So a lot of these people are just looking for scalability, and that's what my program offers. So the name of the program is called New Age Wholesaling, because it's the future of wholesaling is now. You can't build and scale up the old model of bandit signs and cold calling, you know. So that's what we do. We target the people who have already understand that concept, and let's get them to scale.
Love it. So guys, New Age Wholesaling, you can actually learn more about his coaching and mentorship program at newagewholesaling.com.
And if you want that'll take video on it, or just, you could actually DM me directly on Facebook, Corey Geary. I'll send you a video on it and you can watch my, like, I did like a webinar on it a couple weeks ago.
Sure.
And then, yeah, reach out to me.
Man, so you mentioned that you just launched this, like, you know, maybe a month or two back, and already had about 25 people that are in the program. That is crazy and phenomenal, man. You are going to help hundreds, if not thousands of people, Corey. I am confident.
But that's the goal.
That's the goal, right? But at the end of the day, you've already got people in there that are having success, and you've only been at this, the whole coaching side of things, it sounds like, for a couple months. Yep. So guys, if you are already doing a couple deals, it doesn't sound like this was going to be the thing for you if you're brand new, right? This is probably more for the guys. Now, it doesn't mean that Corey won't work with you by any means, but he's probably looking for those who are really ready to scale and are already doing, you know, certain number of deals, or basically, you know, have the 101 down. Let's put it that way.
A lot of the conversations we're talking about in these groups are high level, you know, and it's usually, you know, a lot of it's about marketing, which is obviously PPC, you know.
But, right. Very cool. And then guys, if you want to connect with Corey, like he said, Facebook and Instagram are his go-tos. Facebook is Corey Geary, CoreyGeary. And his IG is actually his last name and then his first name. So just Geary Corey. Yep. And I always have an ask for, you know, the guests. I'm like, hey, what's one of your asks? And Corey said this before the show. He said, man, he's looking to buy mobile home parks.
Yep.
Right. So anywhere in the nation, I'm assuming, right, Corey?
That's correct. So we're partnered up in another mastermind where a guy will literally sponsor us in all the financing. And so we're just looking for mobile home parks nationwide. The numbers got to make sense. Send the lead over to us. We'll underwrite them if it makes sense. We're the actual buyer. We're not wholesaling these things. In my journey, one thing I've learned, and you know this because you got a lot of buy and holds, is that you got to eventually get some cash flowing assets. You got to get the ability to get off the hamster wheel. The wholesaling model is a hamster wheel. And to get off that, you need cash flowing assets. And so our go-to is going to be mobile home parks, because these cap rates are insane. And so the guy we're partnering with, he's willing to partner with us. We just got to bring the deals to the table. We don't mind if you guys make assignments. You can make assignments on them. I never care how much you make. If the deal makes sense, I'm the same way when I fix and flip a property. I'll buy from wholesalers all the time. If the deal makes sense, we'll buy it and you can make your fee.
Guys, did you hear that? You got a cash buyer on the podcast right now trying to sell you on wholesaling him a deal. Yeah. That doesn't happen very often. So if you come across a trailer park, what's the minimum number of lots? Maybe 10?
20.
20.
The ideal is 20 to 60 park-owned units. Now, you can have a mixture of lot-owned and park-owned.
Got it.
But ideally, 20 to 60. And obviously, we want, you know, some distress there so we can, you know, go in there and fix and flip, you know, fix up these units, or put new units in there and then raise the you know, the cap rate up, right? And you know, get the highest and best out of it, and that way in the future we refinance our money out of it, and then we have a solid, stable cash flow and, you know, asset. So
love it, man. Corey, it's been an absolute pleasure. You motivate the hell out of me. I can tell you that right now, and I know you're gonna motivate anybody and everybody that's listening or watching this particular podcast. Guys, Corey is crushing the game. 38 states, Nationwide Wholesaling has not that big of a team. You know, you're talking maybe 7, 8, 9 people if you include some VAs. Yep, but he doesn't have a team of 30 people, right? He's got a team of local hustlers that are helping him acquire and disposition these wholesales. He's looking for trailer parks. So if you come across a trailer park, connect with Corey on Facebook, Corey Geary. Again, that's C-O-R-E-Y-G-E-A-R-Y. And or Instagram, Geary Corey. It's just flipped. It's backwards. There's probably no space in there, right?
Nope, no space in there.
And got it.
Easy to find me. Follow
and that's
me.
On the so connect with him on the trailer park leads, and or if you want more information about his program. And then, you know, last but not least, New Age Wholesaling. New Age Wholesaling is the coaching and mentorship program. And again, guys, you can learn more about that over at newagewholesaling.com. Corey, it's been an absolute pleasure. You got some parting words for the audience today? What would be your number one piece of advice for somebody that's looking to scale? I think we should zero it in on something along the lines of that. But like, you know, what would be your number one piece of advice if somebody is listening in right now and they're doing, you know, let's say they're doing, you know, 2 to 5 deals a month and they're really looking to get, you know, up to the 10 or the 15 or maybe even the 20 mark like yourself.
Yep. The biggest mistake I made when I went nationwide is I turned my local marketing off and transitioned right into PPC nationwide. What that did is it ran my company in the red for 3 months. I lost 70 grand 1 month, 50 grand another month, and 30 grand the next month after that. Then I got in the green again. So the mistake was I turned off my local stuff, which we were very good at doing. That was our bread and butter at the time, and transitioned into this new model where we were learning how to do nationwide, but we were not good at it. We were horrible at it. And so we lost a lot of money in the beginning. So in the beginning, guys, when you're doing this, just make this an arm of your business. Make it a small vertical, but keep that main bread and butter going. Don't stop that, and just slowly ramp up and transition into the nationwide. Don't just switch over on a whim like I did and lose a bunch of money.
Man, that is great advice, guys. Add this to your marketing or your tool belt. You know, versus just trying to go to do all of that. If you're doing marketing already, and you have to be doing, you know, 3 to 5 deals a month or more, right? You'd have to be doing marketing already. So do not turn that off, man. That is phenomenal advice.
You make mistakes, you pivot and learn from it, man. It's like, oh, that sucked.
That is exactly right. Well, Corey, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. I'm so appreciative of your time and grateful for you sharing some of your information and time with us. Don't forget, you can connect with Corey on Facebook or Instagram. Corey Geary on Facebook, Geary Corey, just the flip of that on Instagram. And if you want more information about his coaching, again, send him a direct message or just go direct, newagewholesaling.com. He has a page over there that explains his program in a little bit more detail. Corey, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Absolutely.
Thank you for all the advice and information. And I'm sure me and you will connect soon. Guys, thanks for listening. Until next time, signing off.
Thanks for listening to the Discount Property Investor Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe to help us reach a wider audience. To jumpstart your real estate investing career, visit freewholesalecourse.com. The most complete free course on wholesaling real estate ever. We would also appreciate it if you left us a review on iTunes or Stitcher. Thank you in advance for your support. And remember, you make your money when you buy, you get paid when you sell. Now let's go build some wealth.